Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scribner with the Living Savior Ministries. This teaching is going to be on the believer's authority. Now, we will be teaching you the authority of the believer in Christ. If you're a Christian, you can do great and mighty things that most of us don't know. It took me a long time to learn this. Now, at the end of this teaching, there will be a website and a phone number where you can get these teachings in their entirety, and they will be free and postpaid. I hope you enjoy the teaching.
And command it to go away. First time you're with somebody, and they get to see you do that, and a tornado's coming straight at you, and you say, Satan, in the name of Jesus, peace be still, I command you to dissipate. And it's gone. They're going to say, hey, it's like that thing obeyed you. And you're going to say, it did. And they're going to say, wait a minute. My son-in-law was with me one time when he saw I was there, and this tornado was already tearing up things, buildings in the air. When I jumped up and screamed that, and it just instantly went from 100 plus miles an hour to a light breeze, and everything just fell to the ground. And he's standing there in awe. He said, Thurman, it's like that thing obeyed you. I said, it did. I said, in the name of Jesus, everything has to obey me. Several months later, he worked for a group of guys that were, nearly all of them are Christians. And he was telling me one day, he said, Thurman, I'll tell these guys about some of the stories you tell me about healing, and they don't believe it. I said, so what did they say when you told them about the tornado? He said, Thurman, if they don't believe the healing stories, you, you don't think I'm going to tell them I stood out here one night and watched you rebuke a tornado and it instantly stopped and everything fell to the ground. I said, but it happened. You saw it. He said, yeah, I know. He said, I have trouble still believing that myself. But he said, I ain't going to tell nobody that. See, that's what's wrong with us. We don't believe nothing to do with Gloria. We don't believe God's word. God says you can do it. I mean, right there's a scripture that says you can do it. John 14:12, right? Not only can you do what Jesus did, greater things than these that he did. Should you do anything? And then look what this... Now, this is for the guys. Guys, I realize, have to be told twice, see, so... At least twice. I mean, all women know this automatically. Those guys have to be told twice. Let's face it. God knows this. So in verse 14, he says, if you shall ask... In verse 13, and whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Now, isn't that amazing? With those kind of promises in God's Word, why is it the church is constantly beat up on by the devil? Why don't we exercise what belongs to us as our authority of the believer? Now then, so, if you love the Lord, why don't you do what He says? Now, the enemy has many tools. Question.
Why didn't you quote verse 15?
Yeah.
If you love me, you'll obey my commands.
If you love me, you will obey my commands. That's right. So, if you love Him, go out and do something for Jesus and do these things. Now, the enemy has many tools he uses. But the one that I find most common that causes us to be in the hands of our enemy is unforgiveness. Now, that unforgiveness will put you into a place where God will not hear your prayer. And He will not do anything for you. And it will open the door for the devil to come in. So He will send people against you in many ways to get you to walk in unforgiveness. Now, if you hold any kind of unforgiveness toward anybody, you're opening a door to the demonic world to come into you and your entire family and all that you own, everything, your house, your car, your bank account, everything you have becomes legal right of the devil if you hold a grudge against anybody for anything. And that's clearly laid out in Matthew 18:21-35. Matthew 18:21-35. Now then, I guess since so few people have heard that, I will read this scripture to you, and then we're going to try to call it a day. This is a very powerful thing that gives the devil legal right to us. If the church believed this, the church would never hold a grudge against anybody for anything under no conditions. Never. Listen to what Matthew 18 says. Therefore is the kingdom of heaven likened unto a certain king which would take account of his servants. And when he had begun to reckon, this is verse 23 and 24, one was brought unto him which owed him 10,000 talents. Now, this is millions of dollars. But for as much as he had not to pay, his Lord commanded him to be sold, and his wife, and his children, and all that he had in payment to be made. And verse 25, who was going to pay the consequence?
His wife, kids.
Everybody and everything he had, right there. Now the servant therefore fell down and worshipped him, saying, now that's the first thing he did right, he worshipped the Lord. Worshipped, saying, Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. Then the Lord of that servant was moved with compassion, because, of course, he worshipped him, and he loosed him and forgave him the entire debt. And would you be happy if you owed somebody $10 million and you couldn't pay, and because you worshipped them and asked them, and they just forgave you the whole $10 million debt, would you be happy? I'd hope so. It says, but that same servant went out and found one of his fellow servants who had owed him a measly 100 pence, which is just a few dollars. And he laid hands on him and took him by the throat, saying, pay me what you owe me. Can you imagine this scene? A man has been forgiven millions. Now he's taken a person who owes him a few lousy dollars, and he grabs him by the throat and starts choking him and says, pay me all. And his fellow servant fell down and besought him, saying, have mercy on me, patience with me, and I will pay you. And he would not. And he went and cast him into prison till he should pay the debt. So when his fellow servants saw what he had done, they were very sorry, and they came and told the Lord what was done. And then the Lord, he called unto him that wicked servant. He said, I forgave you all that debt because you desirest me to. Shouldest not you also have compassion on your fellow servant, even as I had on you? And his Lord was angry, and he delivered him to the tormentors, the devil, till he should pay all that was due him. Now, and if you couldn't pay this $10 million debt before you were turned over to the devil, how do you think you're going to pay it once you get turned over to the devil? You ain't going to live long enough, right? If he turned him over to the torturers or the tormentors, I mean, who do people think that is? That's the devil and his demons. Wow. And then after he turned him over to the torturers or the tormentors until he should pay all that was due him, look at verse 35. Jesus said, Peter, so likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if you from your heart forgive not everyone his brother their trespasses. Now then, do you think God would turn you over to the devil? Did he say he would? Well, I mean, if you were to ask most of the church today, do you think God would turn you over to the devil? You know what their answer would be? No, absolutely not. He wouldn't turn me over to the devil. Well, what about your ex-husband? Oh, I hate that guy for what he did to me. Oh, you really do? Well, how's your life been going? Well, it's been terrible. I can't meet my bills, and they're going to foreclose on my house, and my children are sick all the time in my car. I had a wreck 3 times in the last year. I just don't understand why all these bad things are happening to you, me. I have your answer. What is it? It's because you're holding a grudge against your husband. You're crazy. Oh, I am? Let me take you to the Word and show you where I'm not so crazy. Wow. He wouldn't do that to me, would he? Did he say he would? If God, when he was here on the earth walking as a man, said that if we don't forgive everybody from our heart, our Heavenly Father would turn us over to the devil and his tormentors, do you think he's changed his mind?
No.
I don't think so. So if you're having a bad day, a lot of bad days, and you're holding a grudge against anybody, what's the first thing you need to do? Repent. Go get right with that person. Tell them you love them. Now, don't do it like this lady the other day. She listened to one of my videos. She said, I was listening to your video on unforgiveness. And I said, wow, Lord, I didn't realize that. She said, I've got this grudge against my sister. I've got to forgive her, and sister in Christ. So she said, I just hit the stop button, stopped right there. I got on my knees, repented and everything, and told the Lord, I forgive that woman from my heart, and I don't hold no grudge against her ever again. See, the next day I went to get some groceries. Walking down the aisle, I walked and I looked down that aisle, and there she was right down. I said, whoop, well, I won't go down there and talk to her. I'll just go this way. So she said, I went and shopped the other end of the store. I came back home in the afternoon and thought, I'll finish watching that video. So she said, click, turn it on. It says, now that if you forgive your brother or sister in Christ, and you happen to walk in the grocery store, and you look down an aisle, and there she is, and you won't go down and hug her neck, you didn't forgive her. The woman said, I just fell out on the floor. I said, God, you did that to me. He really did, didn't he? I mean, he did that to that woman. Because guess what she didn't do? She didn't forgive that woman from her heart. Now, if she had forgiven that woman from her heart, what could she have done when she looked down that aisle? And she said, oh, she'd have went down there and said, hey, how are you doing? Sister, praise them. Maybe even hugged her and said, you know, I want you to know I love you. I used to have a grudge against you, but I've forgiven you. I want to make sure you don't hold no grudges against me. I want to love you. See, that's what true forgiveness is, isn't it? But if you can't go talk to somebody after you forgive them, you didn't forgive them. You're still walking in disobedience to God's Word. And if you want to know why you're sick and afflicted, it's because of unforgiveness in lots of cases. I had a woman sick, afflicted here a while back. Could not get her healed until I found out that her problem was unforgiveness toward a man for what he had done to her, one of her daughters when she was a little girl. Now, this man had already died, but she still had unforgiveness toward this man. It doesn't make any difference if the man is dead or alive or whatever. If you hold a grudge, you've opened a door to Satan to come in to kill, steal, and to destroy. So, if you really want to walk in the authority that's yours as a believer, you will have to hide the Word in your heart. You'll have to walk holy before God. Make sure you don't sin. Get over that fact. I'm a sinner saved by grace. You used to be a sinner, and you're saved by grace. But don't say, I am now a sinner saved by grace. Say, I am the righteousness of God in Christ. I am a child of the King. I'm a joint heir with Christ, and I'm going to walk holy before my God. And as I walk holy before Him, anytime the devil comes to my door, I can kick him out in the name of Jesus. And if you will do that, you can walk in a spiritual authority that's beyond anything you have ever imagined. And it's a wonderful place to walk. Praise the Lord Jesus.
We'll have to stop the teaching right there today, but we will take up right there tomorrow. We hope you will join us again tomorrow for the continuation of the teaching on the believer's authority. Now, if you'd like to have this teaching in its entirety, we would be happy to send it to you free and postpaid if you will call this phone number, 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or if you will contact us on the web at www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. We'll be happy to send you these teachings free and postpaid. I hope you've enjoyed and will continue to enjoy the teachings on the believer's authority. Remember, they're free and postpaid to those that call.